The main reason is some of our experienced players haven't actually finished until as of this weekend just gone. So there was just a rod over here. And secondly, some of these players actually put their hands up in terms of selection through some of their form here in our preparation, and also some of the standards and expectations I've actually set out at the start of the year for when they actually arrived here. So I think it's important that we maintain that consistency, and some players have put their hands up, others have actually fallen back a little bit on some of the standards that I've actually set out earlier in the year.
So does that therefore mean that some of those players who are not available for the match against Georgia, they're not guaranteed a spot when it comes to the Pacific Nations Cup?
No, and some players will be feeling the heat, no doubt, but that's the whole purpose of this new start for us in Manu Samoa. To me, as a coach, first and foremost, we need to find a squad to do the job in terms of results at the test level, but then also reward form and reward those that have actually put their hands up in terms of the competition and the size. There's been some healthy competition for certain spots, and I'm really pleased to see that it's actually raised the level of our trainings, and it's also raised the level of the preparation and all the analysis work that's gone into this. So there's a huge amount of enthusiasm that's in the squad at the moment, and I'm really pleased where some of these players have got to date in a very short time.
Looking at the way that the international fixtures for the next few weeks will play out, do you think perhaps World Rugby have done you a bit of a favour by putting you up against Georgia before you go into the Pacific Nations matches against Fiji and Tonga? A chance to see, you know, exactly how your side is going to gel before those two matches, which are so important in terms of World Cup qualifying.
Yeah, I suppose you could look at it in that way, but you just have to plan for what was given to you earlier on. So I've got no doubt that Tonga and Fiji, you know, with the draw already set out and put some decent preparation into that. There's many ways of looking at it. So for us, we're very happy that we've actually got this game, especially because some of our experienced players have just arrived as well, as I mentioned earlier. So it does give us an opportunity to slowly build into Fiji next week, but more importantly, obviously, we need to get the job done against Georgia this week, and that'll give me some answers on some players in terms of where they're at for international rugby.
As a player and a coach, you've seen and done most things in the world of rugby, but are you a little bit nervous as your first job in charge of the Manor?
You're always a little bit nervous, you know, but it's a good nervousness at the moment because, you know, it's a first-up test match. Can't afford to show too much nervousness because I really do believe in these players at the moment. We've had a fantastic few days together in preparation for this test match. The feeling of excitement and the enthusiasm amongst the group to actually just get out there and perform in front of their home crowd is massive. So, you know, we're slowly building the week up, and I'm trying to hold these boys back because they're pretty keen to play. So we just got to be aware of how we actually get the timing right so that they're fizzing by Saturday and not too early.